Yep.
All right, Zombie Blows. Look, three rounds. You came in not without much time, but what you do is you just go out there and you circulate and you do the laps and you tough things down. So nice job. You got to be stoked with it with your three races, I think.
Yeah, you know, each race, you know, since the first round that we've been back racing, I've gotten better each race. So yep. I'm happy about that. I was a little unsure with it being a mud race how things were going to be, especially in the line, man. It was really coming down.
Yeah.
And but you know what? We got seventh, and yeah, hopefully we can keep improving each and every round.
Yeah, I stayed away from you in Pulp Mex Fantasy because of the mud. I'm like, I don't know if Blos is a great mud guy or not, you know? But
did you regret your decision?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Because
what's my handicap?
What's Blos's handicap, JT? It's three. I think it's a three. So yeah, you're pretty much a lock to get double points. But my other guy was Lorenzo, and he pulled off. So I definitely should have picked the zombie for sure.
Yeah, see, I don't pull
no,
off.
No, you do not pull off. That's absolute. I mean, we saw what happened in Denver. You can perish. You can die in a crash and still get up. So we've seen it.
Yeah.
Hey, what was the restart like? So we get out there for a couple laps and all that. Like, where were you, and did you benefit from it, or did it hurt you? I don't remember.
I think I actually benefit from it just a little bit. The first main, I honestly don't even know what position I was, but mm-hmm. I was making some moves the first couple laps that we were still under green flag, and we had the restart, obviously, and then I got a little bit better start, and then just made a couple passes and ended up seventh, and mm-hmm. So yeah, all in all, it was a good race.
Yeah, yeah, kind of looked like a few times I watched you kind of rode by yourself a little bit, huh?
Yeah, I was catching Lopes. Lopes was in front of me, and man, my goggles, I don't know if there was like water between the laminates or mm-hmm. if there was like inside, and I couldn't really see. But once I got by him, I just threw him and just stayed in front of him and just kind of just rode my own race.
What was it? What's it like going to the line without a mechanic for these things? How's that? Do you like it? Is it shitty? What's it like?
It's so weird. Because you have to obviously set your whole shot device before you even go down there and whatnot. And like sometimes you're thirsty and you want, or your mouth's getting a little dry and you just want some water or something. And it definitely is not happening. So, yeah, it's definitely weird, but it is what it is, you know.
Yeah.
I think the biggest issue we had tonight was it was raining on the restart.
Yeah.
And we didn't have an umbrella, like, had no one to hold umbrella or anything like that. So we were just getting drenched on.
Just sitting there getting, yeah, just soaking, yeah. Soaking in the rain.
Yeah, and it was getting pretty cold too. So
right.
That was no fun.
What about the one practice session? How was that? Is that something we should always do? What were your thoughts on that thing?
I'm going to say no. I'm not for the one practice session. But I mean, you were just one and done, so it made it that kind of nice.
Yep.
But more track time, I feel like, is better, and especially if it's dry, mm-hmm. that, you know, the dirt works guys have time to prep it and stuff like that. And I feel like as the day goes on and night goes on, track actually gets a little bit better. So.
Right.
So yeah, I'm not for it.
Yeah, 450 guys started tripling stuff and rhythms. You know, they started going 3-3-3 and stuff. So like, it definitely, yeah.
I seen that. I didn't watch the 450 race, but I seen some highlights of Tomac and Webb going at it.
Right.
And Tomac went tripling by Webb, and I was just blown away that those guys were doing that.
Well, we had one day race, early morning day race, that was hard packed and dusty. We had a somewhat late night normal supercross, and now we've had a mudder. Blos, you're leaving now because you're done with the East Coast on this side, but maybe we're going to get locusts or hornets or bees or something for this next race?
Maybe. I mean, you never know. What are those, the murder hornets?
Murder hornets, something.
Yep.
So we've seen it all through three rounds. We really have seen it all.
Yeah. I mean, you never know. It's Salt Lake City and a pandemic, so
yeah.
It's who knows what can happen.
Well, hey, thanks for the time. Appreciate it. Good job. All three main events, I think. And thanks again, man.
Awesome. Thanks, Steve.
All right.